Number 10,659, Tom and Carol Byrne, north of Road 273, west of Kings Creek Circle, being Lot 28, Section 2, within Kings Creek Country Club Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Tower Hudson, 18 Clubhouse Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Chris Holman, attorney for the owner.
To testify.
Yes, please. Sorry to interrupt.
Name and address.
Tom Byrne, 25 Kings Creek Circle.
Rehoboth.
Yes.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do have.
Thank
it.
You.
Sorry for that. Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, sir.
We're here requesting a variance on behalf of Tom and Carol Byrne from the side yard setback area of 3.6 feet. And I'd like to offer the testimony of the builder to begin with, if that's acceptable.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
As I stated, I'm Tower Hudson. I'm the builder on Byrne's property. You start here.
How long have you been a builder?
1972, I built my first house in Sussex County.
Okay. Have you ever applied for variance after building a structure?
No, we haven't.
So did you build the sitting room for Thomas and Carol Byrne?
Yes.
Can you tell us about how you built the sitting room and how you decided where to situate the sitting room?
Yes. When the Byrnes approached us about building a room over top of an existing rear deck or rear porch. The porch was out there then, and it had a canvas canopy over it with galvanized piping. We saw a survey that they had, and it said that that was 12 point something feet off the side yard setback. At that time, or during the period of getting together with them, on September, I think the 8th of 09, I called planning and zoning and spoke to someone there. I didn't get the name of the person. And Mr. Byrne and my son Thad were all standing in his backyard. And I asked at that time if the setback, or what the setback was in Kings Creek on the side yard setback. And I had a little pad, which I meant to bring tonight, I forgot it. And I had 10 feet/15. So the fellow that I talked to said it's 10 feet. I said, okay, well, that would make sense because, you know, this porch is already at 12 feet, so it, you know, shouldn't be 15, it should be 10. So I told him, I said, well, we can do the structure, you know, on top of the existing porch. The existing porch had actually three 20 by 20 brick columns, sits about 40 inches high off the ground, and then wood decking and then the canopy on top of that. And after talking to planning and zoning that day, you know, I said, okay, you know, we'll go through with it. So my son did the plans, and we went ahead and built the building on top of the deck.
Okay. Did planning and zoning waive the $400 fee that's usually required to apply for a variance?
They did. I called Lawrence Lank at P&Z and explained to him the same thing. I've known Lawrence a long time. And I explained to him the same thing that I just said now. I was told 10 feet. If I had been told 15 feet, we wouldn't have built it. You know, quite, we'd have just said, Tom, sorry, we can't do your porch. But being told 10 feet, I figured, okay, we're good to go. And Lawrence says, well, I'll tell you what, you know, there seems to be a discrepancy here, you know, somebody telling you the wrong thing. He says, you're still going to have to go for a variance. He said, but I will waive the fee.
And once again, you've been a builder for over 30 years, and you've never been before this never. Board of Adjustment for a structure that you'd already built, right?
Never.
Okay. Did the Homeowners Association approve the building of the sitting room?
They did, yes, and Kings Creek Homeowners.
We have to.
We're passing out the written approval from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And if I could keep one of those. No, we're okay. On the face of this approval, down in the section where it says size, location, materials, and setbacks.
Yes.
It says no setback issues, correct?
Correct.
So it's reasonable to assume the King's Creek Homeowners Association didn't believe that there was a setback problem at that point.
They did not, no.
Did the adjoining neighbor, was he upset or was disagreeable about the building of the sitting room?
No, no, he's perfectly content. We actually built his house 10 years ago and have been back in the past to put an addition on for him on the rear.
If I may, he did write a letter I'd like to present as evidence today. We only have one of these. I apologize. We just got it the last minute.
That's okay.
The letter basically states that he doesn't object to it and he actually thinks it looks very nice, just for the record. Why did you have to build the sitting room in this particular location as opposed to some other location?
Well, we followed the existing porch and deck that were there, and that was the size that the owners, you know, wanted to put up. We just followed the edge of the, and that basically followed the edge of the existing building on out the rear extension and then across, you know, the rear of the house.
So if you would have met the setback requirements, that wouldn't have looked so nice, would it have?
Well, with the lot situated to where the house is situated on the lot, the whole thing would have been cockeyed. It would have been, it wouldn't look well at all.
And there was also an existing concrete piling?
There was three 20 by 20 brick columns that we used those and set. Actually, we used the old existing joist and sistered them from 2x8 to 2x10, so that, you know, for the 14-foot span.
So we were trying to make the sitting room flush with the house.
Yes.
So it'd be more aesthetically pleasing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's all I have for you right now.
Okay.
If I may call Mr. Byrne. One question for you. Did you hear the conversation that Mr. Hudson had with planning and zoning prior to commencing building?
I heard the phone, yes. Okay. I heard the conversation.
You heard him confirm that there was a 10-foot setback.
That's right.
Not a 15-foot setback.
That is correct. Okay. And I said, let's do it.
Thank you very much. Okay. If I may, I'd like to go through the standards at this point and just point out, based on the testimony, how we've met them.
Okay. Please do.
Thank you. With respect to uniqueness, as you can see from the survey, the lot tapers and narrows towards the back, and the house was already built in a certain location. So in order to build this sitting room so that it was flush with the existing wall of the house, it had to be situated in that position, which by nature of the narrowness of the lot was in the setback area. We don't think that can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because it would have created a situation where you had a sitting room that was irregularly shaped with respect to the house. We believe the variance is necessary to enable to reasonably use the property, because as it's situated now, it violates zoning. The difficulty was not created by the applicant, but by the applicant's builder, who relied on planning and zoning to give them an opinion as to whether the setback was 10 or 15 feet. And they basically told them that it was 10 feet, and they built accordingly. The builder, like he testified, he has been building for over 30 years and has never had a problem like this. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And if I may show some photographs. It actually is a beautiful sitting room, as you can see when the pictures are being passed around. it can barely be seen from the street, so most of the neighbors won't even really know that that has been changed. The variance does not, it does affect the adjoining lot, but he has no objection to the variance being granted, and actually thought that the sitting room was a very nice addition to the property. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare in any way. It does represent the least possible modification of the regulation at issue. It's necessary to afford relief because currently the structure is violating the setback area, and it is the least possible modification in order to correct this problem. So we request that you grant this 3.6-foot variance.
Mrs. Isaacs, I take it because the fee was waived that the CO had been granted?
Not yet. Waiting pending this application.
I mean for the covered porch.
Mr. Lang.
Originally it had a covered porch.
A deck.
A deck.
Mm-hmm.
We are testimony it was a covered porch. No.
This is
if I may, there was a deck there before,
okay.
And he built the sitting room on top of the deck. There were already some structural elements in place that enabled him to build right in that same position.
I thought I understood it. It was a covered deck that he built in the sitting room.
It was open, and it did meet the
awning.
Time.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was a deck, and it had an awning at the outside.
And it did meet the setbacks at that time.
Yes.
Right.
Until they enclosed it.
They enclosed it in.
It meet the 15 feet.
Oh, okay.
Because
the awning doesn't matter because it was retractable.
It was a retractable.
Okay.
Oh, it's not permanent. Oh, it was permanent.
Okay.
Well,
there was an awning.
It's waiting.
I got you.
It's wet.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four.
Mr. Chairman, there was a letter submitted from W.E. and Diane Sheeran in favor.
So that's five. It's six. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10659. I don't believe it offers central character to the neighborhood. Evidently, a CO was issued when the original deck was built, and he says he didn't intrude any further into setbacks. I think it wasn't created by the applicant. Minimum
rent relief. Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,659. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay.